Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. Javon Harley here, your host and travel pro. Make sure you head on over to the website and connect with us on social media. It's travelingculturati.com. I would certainly like to engage with you on social media so that I can see what you're up to. You can see what we're up to, and you can get some great travel tips too. Well, Javon's travel minute today is very, very short. The makings of a great road trip. Is great music. So today we are talking about great road trip songs. Now, of course, it's subjective, whatever music genre you like, whatever you like listening to. But certainly one of the things with road trip songs, they have to be great to sing along. So they have to have great lyrics. You don't want anything that's going to put you to sleep. You can create a great playlist as well, or two or three, depending on your mood, because sometimes your mood changes as you're driving. And that's based on your scenery or what's happening. Or one thing I love is when you're listening to the radio and your favorite song comes on, and sometimes it's unexpected, but it's a great sing-along. And if you're in the car with me, you can expect to have a sing-along. That's one of the things I love to do, whether it's a long road trip or a short road trip. But certainly music is the foundation, in my opinion, of road trip culture. So that's what we're talking about today. Now, I did some interviews and also social media. I asked, what's your favorite road trip song or songs? And here are some of the ones you told me you like. And we're creating our Traveling Culturati road trip playlist. Liz Fitzsimmons, Managing Director, Division of Tourism, Film, and Arts for Maryland. And her pick was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Now, I don't know which rendition she likes best, but my favorite is Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High Enough is an R&B soul song written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson in 1966. And of course, it was written for a division of Motown, the Tamla label. The composition was first successful as a 1967 hit single recorded by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, becoming a hit again in 1970 when Diana Ross recorded the song. And it became her first solo number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and was nominated for a Grammy. But as I said, my favorite is by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Getting to you, baby.
Commissioner Kevin Triplett from Tennessee Tourism gave us Tennessee as one of his favorite road trip songs. It was written and recorded by American country music singer Johnny Cash. It was released as a single in late 1961, reaching 11 on the Billboard Country Singles charts and 84 on the pop charts. However, when I think of Tennessee, the song, and a great road trip song, I think of Tennessee by Arrested Development. Tennessee is the title of their number one R&B single from its album 3 Years, 5 Months, and 2 Days in the Life Of. The song won the Grammy Award for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or a Group, and a recent poll of VH1 viewers placed the song at 71 on the list of greatest songs of the 90s. And it's listed as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, lead vocalist and writer Speech was inspired to write the song after meeting up with his brother at his grandmother's funeral in Tennessee. Shortly afterwards, his brother died from a bad asthma attack. And Speech wrote the song about the experience of losing two loved ones so close together. Another little tidbit on the song, it uses the sample from Prince's Alphabet Street, which was not cleared ahead of time. Prince's lawyers waited until after the song sold well and then charged the group $100,000 for the use of the sample. But Speech later said he felt that Prince gave him a break for demanding a single payment instead of co-writing credit on the song, which would have entitled Prince to a share of all royalties in the future.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing dress. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another.
Yeah. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship, talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past iceberg, into rivers, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to a
down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another.
our fall road trip to the West was from Oregon, and Linnea Gagliano likes Born to Be Wild. Its lyrics are like an anthem to hitting the open road. Born to Be Wild was written by Mars Bonfire and first performed by the band Steppenwolf. Born to Be Wild was the band's third single off their 1968 debut album, Steppenwolf, and became their most successful single, reaching number two on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine placed Born to Be Wild at number 129 on the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list. This year, it was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in a new category for singles.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen.
A traveling Culturati Facebook follower, Preston, picked Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And I'm so glad he did because, oh, I loved that song when it came out. And I still do today. And you know what? It made me download it again. Fast Car was released in April 1988. As the lead single from Tracy Chapman's self-titled debut album. Her appearance on the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute was the catalyst for the song becoming a top 10 hit in the United States. It peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 list, and it received 2 Grammy nominations for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, as well as a VMA Award nomination for Best Female Video in 1989.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere, just take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Boy, that is a great road trip song. Thanks, Preston, for that one. Another Facebook follower, Bernadette, said, "Anything" by The Temptations. So I chose their signature song, My Girl. My Girl was written and produced by Miracle members Smokey Robinson and Ronald White. The song became The Temptations' first U.S. number one single. The recorded version of My Girl was the first Temptations single to feature David Ruffin on lead vocals. Robinson's inspiration for writing My Girl was his wife, Miracle's member Claudette Rogers Robinson. This year, it was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and artistically significant. Is this song one of my favorites? But this artist is one of my favorites. I'm talking about Little Red Corvette by the late, great musician Prince. Certainly gone too soon. Released as a single from the album 1999 in 1983, the song was his biggest hit at the time and his first to reach the top 10 in the U.S., peaking at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It was also his first single to perform better on pop charts than on the R&B chart.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car. Sideways, I don't wouldn't last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And money I say, little red Corvette. I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are.
Culture Report on none other than Road Trip Culture. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.